Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Here we go, welcome to show number 3010. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, DJ Smith, Robin Fox, and my car. The men's room. On tap today, here come the bad jokes, bitches. The return of Ted versus the FCC. Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, the men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Click clack, drink it and drunk.
All right, here we go. 19-year-old New York man steals a taxi all so he can go to Six Flags Great Adventure.
Hey, hell, I'm going to go someplace.
Presidential candidate takes a date to see Deep Throat with someone wearing dentures. Florida man assaults girlfriend claiming all he wanted was delicious egg rolls. Survey says the mountain slope's biggest killer isn't avalanches, but trees with big holes. And Texas House passes a bill letting kids have lemonade stands. That's a true story. And that is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, North Carolina plus Venus flytraps equals problems. I'm just discovering this equation myself thanks to a man there who was arrested on felony charges for possessing 216 Venus flytraps. We'll explain why that matters in a minute, but first let's consider the fact that there's a guy out there that had 216 Venus flytraps. Just makes you ask yourself, what the hell? Now, there's a guy in New York. He did not have a bunch of Venus flytraps, but he did have a bunch of sharks in his above-ground pool in his backyard. Seven sandbar sharks, in case you're wondering. But authorities also found five dead sharks in his car trunk, plus two dead leopard sharks, hammerhead sharks, and sawtooth sharks. It's just too much, man. Like, it's too much. And too much can be many things. A woman in Texas, she gave birth to six children in 9 minutes. That is too much. We've got more. There's a man who had 45 snakes under his house. John Mayer recently showed off his third nipple, which, let's be honest, when you're a guy, that's actually three nipples too ready. We'll never know the joy of being suckled, Miles. I'm telling you, we're going to take it to our grave.
Yeah.
But today, we're talking numbers. So maybe you got a whole lot of something. Maybe you don't have enough. And I don't care if it's sexual partners, your teeth, cars. This is what we want to know today. What do you have too little of or too much of?
Be a part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hold your hands and away we go. Welcome to show number 3010. With a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. You're thinking to yourself, man, oh man, these hardworking people, they surely need a day off. Well, what we try to do is come up with some decent shows so that when we get a day off, we will replay them. So hopefully this show will be so good today, it will be a guaranteed future repeat.
I doubt it happens.
As once again, the drug in charge, Ryan Castle, will come in to kick off the bad jokes. We'll kick off the bad jokes right before we drink and toast with the shot of the day. Man, what a long late night last night. As Steve and I were probably up till 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what that stuff was we were snorting, man, but I tell you what, my heart was pounding to about 6:30 this morning.
I don't want to give it up, but I'll give you a clue. Household cleaning product.
I had no idea. My nostril just has not opened since this morning. Either way, we came up with some unbelievable tongue twisters for Ted in the return of Ted versus the FCC. We figured we might as well get one done while we're good and all yacked up. It turns out that we come in this morning, check our emails, and you're not going to believe this, but we actually got and received a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC.
And that never happens, which is why we work so hard.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you the last time that we got a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC. So, as we say, listener comes first. Ted will challenge a listener coming up with Ted versus the FCC. And today on the question, we ask, what do you have too little or too much of? 844-999. Ola, you mentioned John Mayer showing off his third nipple.
Yeah, because he's John Mayer and somehow he can do that.
Yeah, he is out on the road.
That means you're a sex symbol, like Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean you're a sex symbol. There's people have found sexy that happen to have a third nipple. Because if it meant you're a sex symbol, then every weird person out there that has three nipples, one of the first things they tell you is, guess what, man? I have three nipples.
But do you know an ugly person with a third nipple?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You do?
I thought
yes.
This was a good theory.
Okay. All right. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
They're the only two I know with three nipples.
It's something that came up. It was a conversation years ago, and we're talking about Mark Wahlberg specifically, and the third nipple, and someone mentioned, hey, I have a third nipple, and I just remember the person who said this. I'm like, I would pay money to never see that.
Here's why.
Ever see that.
It's a lot like sexual harassment, right? It depends on how good-looking the person is.
But to ignore a nipple?
Well, just to even admit it. Like, okay, I'm not a great-looking guy. No. I'm not going to go bragging about having five testicles or three testicles because that just makes me worse off. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But if I'm Tom Brady and I go like, I have five testicles, everyone's like, Tom's got five testicles.
But that's true of everything, right?
Five tests of Tom.
That's right. Why do you think I have so many rings to go with my things?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
I feel like a third nipple's different, right?
For the level of confidence.
As a guy. But for you just to show your testicles to someone who's not a doctor, you're already in a good place. So at the point that you're going to show someone you have five testicles, you're probably saying, hey, I should let you know this before we go any further. You're going to be a little alarmed. I have five testicles. But three nipples, if you're a dude, man, like if you go to the beach, if you're just changing
in
the locker room.
Well, if you know it's not a mole or something like that. Half the time it's kind of a nipple, but kind of not really as identifiable. Yeah.
I will say I'm mostly disappointed anytime someone has more than two nipples. That's not why I'm disappointed. It's that when you finally see the picture, you're right. It looks like a mole. It doesn't look like another piece of pepperoni on their chest. I want someone to have three nipples where you take off your shirt and there is no question that is a third nipple.
I want it to be like a dog on its back with like eight of them. You know what I mean? Going all the way down your belly.
Now, am I alone in this?
And that's
I say
a lot
this
of
all the time.
You know what I mean? So if you rubbed it, you'd be like, oh, God, oh, it's ah.
I hate like when you're petting a dog and they drop on their back because they want the belly rub. Because when it's the female dogs, man, it's just nothing but nipples.
Oh, yeah.
And it just, I know it's stupid, but like it bugs me because like you're trying to rub their belly and who's a good girl and you just feel nipples raking over your fingers. I hate that.
There was a stray dog in our neighborhood growing up that had a couple mini litters, but either way.
Dragging her nips on the ground.
She just had, it was like nips from her front.
I hate that.
It was just whole undercarriage of this dog was just nippleville.
It looks like when you buy a bag of like Hawaiian rolls, right, but it's the small ones and you pull them out and it's just like lines of them because they're all swollen and fat and they drag across the ground.
It looked like you're in a cave and there's just stalagmites everywhere hanging from the ceiling.
It's like a fuzzy cave.
Couldn't even explain it.
I don't know, man. Maybe it just bugs me more than other people.
It just bugs me that you kind of ruined sweetbread right there.
Sweetbread?
The Hawaiian sweet rolls?
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that, man.
I'm sorry,
but that's what it looks like. It's what it looks like when a pregnant girl fat and they're hanging there.
Hawaiian sweet rolls?
When you buy the little ones and you pull them out of the bag, the way they line them up, it looks like a pregnant dog laying on its back.
All right. Yeah, all right. We found out that
I'm pretty sure they used that in their campaign.
Within the last year, an unusual amount of our listeners don't have a full set of teeth in their mouth.
So I don't know what the exact number of teeth you're supposed to have as, an, as a male. Is it 32?
What do you mean a male? As a human being, well, 32
well,
or 34?
I mean, wow. No, I mean as in your mouth, I was going to say.
Yes! Where else would you have teeth?
Well, what about like your molars and stuff? Are they
That's
supposed to be
part of the count,
there?
Yes.
So you take those out?
32. No, that including the molars. Right, the teeth in your mouth are the teeth
I didn't know.
You're supposed to have.
I really don't know.
And then
I
your figured, wisdom
some
teeth
people
add
have more,
the number.
Like, I've got more teeth in my mouth than I'm supposed to.
Is it just wisdom teeth, though?
I have one extra wisdom teeth and like one more tooth that they had to take out. That was an extra tooth.
Okay, well, I'm going to be honest with you. That means there's something wrong with you.
That means I have
that's
more teeth.
That's a mutation.
Than
right. You're
right.
Wrong.
Yeah, exactly. That's
but
why
you're
I didn't
supposed
know.
To have.
That's why I asked if there's a normal number. Because
yes.
I don't know that.
Yes, there is.
Because I got so many teeth.
You should get that out. You should get that one out, dude.
What's that?
That wisdom
it's
tooth.
Up in my, it's up in my cheek. It's like floating up in my mouth.
Well, they'll tell you, like, some people, you'll have one there, and they tell you the odds of it growing. So
or coming
they
down
said, like, look, it's not going to grow, it's not going to come down, don't worry about it.
Right. But it's still kind of weird when you look at the x-rays to see just this teeth up in your, this big tooth up in your jaw.
But you had an extra, like an extra normal
yeah,
tooth.
Yeah, an extra tooth in
Where?
Front.
The,
right here.
It
had to be taken out.
You had three front teeth, or was it?
I had an extra tooth, but it was all crammed up and it was sideways because it didn't have enough room.
Where are you from?
So, West Virginia.
I'm just saying.
So
I'm
then,
just saying. You
so
can't
then,
get that upset at people.
When I went to get braces, one of the things they had to do was they had to remove that tooth and then close that gap up with the braces so it wouldn't look like I could whistle.
Do people
command.
Have a normal number of teeth? Yes, we
well,
do.
Well, you know what? I'm not from
Chromosomes
a place.
Chromosomes, too.
I'm not from a place that has that.
For males?
Right.
Just for men.
Just men.
I don't
just
know.
Men.
Maybe women have more teeth. How do I know? We go to Houston, Texas. Thelma Chica gave birth to six babies in 9 minutes flat. Six babies, 9 minutes. Between 4:50 and 4:59 a.m., she delivered two sets of twin boys and one set of twin girls named Zena and Zuriel. Altogether, the little ones ranged in weight from 1 pound 12 ounces to 2 pounds 14 ounces, technically about 5 to 6 pounds lighter than the average newborn, which is 7, according to recent reports.
Well, that's
studies.
Why like clown cars are full of little people.
Mm-hmm. No confirmation that she gave birth preterm or news as to what was going on there. Good news, though, to report at the time and hopefully still going on. The little ones were all in stable condition and will continue receiving care in the neonatal intensive care unit.
Neo-Nazi.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. As for the mama, she was doing well. She had a grin on her face, and she says she is she's feeling pretty good about it. Odds of having sextuplets is estimated at 1 in 4.7 billion. One in 4.7 billion.
So you're one of six people that's going to do that this year.
Can you imagine that? You get one crib.
No!
You get one crib, you get one stroller, you get one car seat.
And it sounds harsh. No. Four are given away to a good home. Like, don't you do it like you have puppies. Like, look, man, I wanted to have kids. I had a litter. Four of them going away to good homes. They're cute. All that kind of stuff.
But don't you see this in a sonogram or?
Ultrasound.
Ultrasound. When do you think you'd see that?
They may have known. I mean, was she surprised, or did they tell her, like, man, you got a belly full of babies?
Just says she gave birth to six children. I'm sure she had to know.
Right. There's no way you missed that in an ultrasound.
I mean, you have to know there was more than one in there.
Right. For sure. Two sets of twins, and then I guess two kids that were not twins?
Yeah, I guess so. Like, they don't look like anyone.
Yeah, so you got that. How would you like to be the odd man out on that deal?
I don't know. Would it be better to be one of two sets of twins or be the ones that look completely
different? And is there
I think be the ones that look completely different.
You think so?
Right.
Because
yeah.
The other ones, they're going to get away with so much more.
Is there a runt in the litter? And I'm not saying that in a.
Sure.
You know, the first kid's going to be the runt?
Well, no, you said they. Well, they range in weight from
well, that,
one
that was
pound.
Just. That was just the weight distribution between them. I don't guarantee that's the order they came out.
Right.
Yeah, but I just wonder.
But that's the run.
You know what I mean? You're going to get a guy that's like 6'6", or you know what I mean? You're going to get a guy that's like, you know, 4'3".
A little bit of both.
Right. Our question, what do you have too little or too much of? 844-999-OLA.
By the way, just a few things real quick, Miles, to correct you. We were talking about pregnant dogs, and you said that when they walk, because their nipples are hanging down so heavy and so low. The guy says they would be stalactites, not stalagmites.
Not mites,
right?
You're correct.
Yes.
Mites come from the floor.
Thank you for clearing up our image of pregnant dog nipples.
Mm-hmm. Well, on their back, you know what I mean?
Okay,
then,
right. When they're on their back.
Then you get
right,
the stalagmites.
Okay,
sure.
We got it covered.
Sure.
Someone else says, Thrill is 100% correct. I dated a girl with a third nipple. It was between her breasts, but it looked like a big, ugly brown mole. Someone else says, guys, I have a third nipple as well. I'm fat and I love showing it off. I also know a guy who has three testicles because he loves showing everyone. Someone else adds, I have a third nipple, and I'm missing three teeth. Been listening to the men's room since the buzz days.
Thanks.
I like that he's keeping the synergy there. Three teeth missing, three nipples on.
Right, but still, it doesn't cover for it. You still have a deficit of two. He's supposed to have two of the three nipples, so really, the only sum that is one.
What if he rolls
but
a pair
the
of
three
threes?
Teeth, they're all gone. So really, just by having that extra nipple, he's down two things anyway. You follow what I'm saying? You're supposed two of the three nipples should be there.
Correct.
So there's only one thing that he gained.
One nipple.
Right. But he's missing three teeth.
So you're saying he's minus two on this.
Right, he's still minus two.
Okay.
I think he's just about threes.
No, dude, you need five nipples to make up for the missing teeth.
He's got three girlfriends, three cars, missing three teeth. He's got three nipples.
Three nipples.
One
for each girlfriend. No, not that nipple, baby. That one's Sheila's.
He drives a trike because it's got three wheels.
One of those fancy motorcycles.
Yeah.
It's like a Batmobile.
The spider.
Yeah.
Hello, Peter. Welcome to the men's room.
How you doing?
Hola. How many nipples do you have?
But I don't speak Spanish.
That's okay.
Neither do we.
Not very well.
So what do you have too much of or too little of?
Okay, I have too many laps. Drinking shots, you name it, I have them. My wife collected them when I was in the service. We got married while I was in the service, and I found out she collect glasses. She would go to Arby's or different places that were giving away character glasses.
So how many of these do you have?
Over 10,000.
Jeez!
So if there is a set that comes out for a movie or something like that, they say collect all six glasses, your wife would go and collect all six glasses.
Something like that.
All right, now, are you as enthusiastic about this collection as your wife is, or do you just deal with it?
Well, I was, when I was in the military, when I was overseas, I would get glasses from different countries.
All right.
That had characters or the name of the town or something like that on them. So I've been doing more of the collecting than she has.
Okay. All right, now let me ask you this. In your vast collection of glasses with characters on them, what are, honest to God, your favorite favorite glass with the character and your least favorite glass with the character?
My favorite glass is the one that I got when I was in California when I was growing up. We used to go to POP, Pacific Ocean Park.
Okay.
And I got a glass from there. I have not seen any others anywhere else.
Though, to be fair, I've never seen a Pacific Ocean Park glass myself.
How particular are you about these glasses?
Yeah, how discerning are you?
Do you drink out of collective glasses that you have them, or do you just really put them in a box and you just have them?
Well, when we first started, we were having them on display. We had a couple of curio cabinets, and I put them in there. But then the collection got so big that no matter how many curio cabinets, you still couldn't put them all in there.
So where are they now? Are they in storage or are they just in different spots around your house?
Well, I'm planning on moving, so right now they're in storage.
Yeah, you don't want to be that guy in Storage Wars who like spends $5,000 and ends up with boxes of glasses. Are there like-minded people? Are people that you could trade with, people that buy these glasses? Could you go on eBay and get rid of half of them?
Yes, I could.
You know there are. And whatever you collect, someone else collects them. So if you ever decide to get rid of them, that person will buy the stuff.
What would you believe to be your most valuable thing that you have that you can say, you know what, I know for a fact that this is worth this much money?
I have one glass. It's a Speedy. It's not Speedy Gonzalez. It's Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Okay.
$60.
It's worth how much?
$60.
Can you see the gun he's packing?
What was that?
Can you see Slowpoke Rodriguez's gun?
Yeah.
Okay, that's very important. That's the key to Slowpoke Rodriguez.
I mean, as a kid, I remember having a Grimace glass. I don't know what's happened. We also had a Woody Woodpecker glass. The irony, no one in my family was a fan of Woody Woodpecker. Not against, you have the great stalwarts like Bugs Bunny, etc.
Right.
Anyway, so we got this glass from, it may have been Arby's, and I'm not even kidding when I say that. It may have been Arby's back in the 70s, but I'm at my parents' house last around Christmas. I opened up the cabinet to get the glass, and sure enough, this Woody Woodpecker glass is still in the family.
Really?
And well, I have no idea.
Do you remember when jelly used to come in the little glass jar, and it had, like, cartoons on it?
Yeah.
I mean, my mom still has some of those.
And it's weird because it's like, do you have this because this meant something to you? Do you have this to remind you of when I was a child? Like, why do you have
it? Unless it's a local product anymore, glass really isn't something that you're never going to get a, you know, unless you go to a restaurant that's sit down, you're very rarely going to get a glass. So, like, even if it's a glass jar of mayonnaise, pickles are one of the few that remain. There's a few things out there that still use glass.
Why don't pickles go with plastic?
You're not going to go to
pickle companies that are plastic.
Are there? Yeah. You're not going to go to McDonald's anymore and get that actual glass like you could then that was full of ice and a Coke, and you take that glass home.
You also don't get the foil ashtray.
No, that sucks. And they don't put the salt and pepper shakers out anymore because people steal them.
Wait, but
the white and the brown one? With the ridges?
Yeah, I remember the ashtrays. I feel like they actually had the ashtrays for you just to take home. Because it never made your parents smoke. Yeah. It's the one that ended up next to, like, the grill or something in the backyard, right?
It was gold and had an M in the middle.
But it's kind of amazing any fast food place had out salt and pepper shakers.
Oh, yeah, guaranteed.
McDonald's fries are great. I remember being like, this could use some more salt.
I never used anything other than McDonald's salt and pepper shakers from the time that I was 18 years old, probably 22, because if you needed salt and pepper, you just went in there and grabbed them.
Oh, so you stole them.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they don't have them on the table anymore.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, you couldn't go into my house and use salt and pepper that wasn't coming out of a McDonald's shaker.
Well, to be fair, Miles needed the extra salt on his French fries to satisfy that extra tooth.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miles said he had a sweet tooth. He
had a salt tooth.
Salt tooth.
Mm-hmm. What do you have too little or too much of? 844-999-OLA.
That's why I can't be around horses.
Just real quick, some comments have come in. Today's question, what do you have too little of or too much of? We continue. Three pecs, three nipples. Okay.
Three pectoral muscles?
And three nipples, so you can find each one.
That's weird.
That is.
That's out of balance.
I hope he can lift a lot.
You should be stronger than everyone by about a third.
I would have to say, two are on one side, wouldn't you?
Oh, I'm guessing it's three across.
No,
I bet you're in three across.
Oh, hey, text us to find out. I bet you've got two pecs on one side and one pec on the other. Yeah, there's no way you got a middle pec.
Let us know your nipple placement just to solve our bet.
Pec placement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
So what are you saying? Two on one side, one on the other.
You can't do a double
bump. I mean, ideally, it should be three.
I'm saying three.
Like that woman from the movie.
Yeah. Ideally, you have two nipples.
But ideally, the nipple.
We're past the ideally.
The nipple is like right in the middle. It should look like, it should look like Orion's belt, but half the time, it's like on your back or something, their third nipple.
Does that qualify as a nipple, though, if it's not in the right place?
Oh, yeah. No, they totally. On. Most people who have a third nipple.
That's just a weird. But nipples are in one place. I'm sorry, man. It's a third nipple. It's on my back. That's just a mole.
Third nipple.
Well, it does. Or is it a mole?
A lot of them do look like moles, but they have been identified by somebody as a nipple, because why would you go around bragging about that?
But it seems like then someone should be born with one nipple up front and then a nipple on their back. Not just because I have three nipples.
That would be weird.
My body's like, oh, what the hell? The story behind.
Yeah, I'm with you. It seems like all three of them should be in the same area.
See, here's a nipple way down here.
All right, Miles. So we're looking at a picture. So, he has two on the right side.
I like that he pierced the third one.
He did pierce it.
Oh, God.
Robin, literally, he pierced the third one that's down here.
Would you want to be the guy piercing?
Guy has third
nipple. A nipple is a nipple.
Guy has third nipple on his leg. I mean, like, you just don't know where the third nipple is going to be at.
Okay. So if you have a third nipple, it can just be anywhere.
Wow, that's really strange. I mean, technically, it's normally on your chest, but I have seen people who've had it, like, on their side.
Yeah. I just feel like a nipple, it should be on your chest.
Man. See, here's a third nipple. It's down below.
I'm not trying to be nitpicky or anything, but it just seems like it.
But that one's close, at least. Yeah. It's not on his back.
If it's on your front side, I give you more credit for your third nipple.
Ooh, see, that's a nipple on the back.
But why does that qualify as a nipple? I'm looking at it.
I'm not sure.
A mole.
It
looked like a nipple, I'd be like, you got a nipple on your back.
Oh, no way.
I think you're both right, but I agree with what Miles said.
Somebody
identified it and said it is a nipple.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to know the criteria.
I like this guy right here. Nipple on his forehead.
Yeah.
That guy. What do you have too little or too much of? 844-999-HOLA. Hold the line. More of your calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
A Canadian man who repeatedly entered Michigan to buy and ship thousands of turtles to his native China was sentenced to nearly 5 years in federal prison on Tuesday for smuggling. It was a tough punishment for Kai Zhu, who has been locked up for 19 months since his arrest and had hoped to be released. The 27-year-old expressed remorse to a judge and thanked agents for stopping the darkness of my greed and ignorance.
He's just a shell of his former self, Miles.
He said he was a semester short of an engineering degree from the University of Waterloo in Ontario. The government said that Zhu shipped turtles to China from Canada and the United States, or hired people to fly China to China with turtles in their luggage in 2014. He was caught in Ontario at the border with 51 turtles taped to his legs.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Wow.
Just act like it didn't happen.
Wow.
Let's just move on.
Are you okay?
I don't know.
All right.
Is
our question... I'm starting
to worry about this popcorn.
It's not the white cheddar popcorn.
Don't touch it, man. What is it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Right.
What do you have too little or too much of? 844-999-OLA.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm proud of that one. That was it was more than I thought was there.
It was more than we thought was
there. It's very trumpety, so I'm hoping the loudness, it won't be as stinky.
Well, if it was trumpety, we call that fanfare.
Yeah, but he got up on one cheek, and you could see him push it out really hard.
I didn't have to push as hard as it looked. It just kind of fell out.
Okay.
By the way, a couple more comments come in. I think a theme has started. I have a third nipple. It's located a couple of inches under my left nipple. Someone else, I dated a girl with 5.5 nipples. They got lighter in color down by her belly. Weird, but she was smoking hot.
Yeah.
Hello, Jonathan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How are your guys' days doing?
Oh, not too bad. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Okay.
Anyways, I have too many nutcrackers.
You're a polygamous?
Like when you get a gift from somebody, you know, like a snow globe or a music box, and then they just kind of keep giving you one, and then it's like, after a while, people just start to catch on and be like, oh, you collect them. And it's like, no. But I got them.
So you don't actively collect this as much as people think you do, and every time Christmas rolls around or a birthday, you can count on getting a few more.
Yeah, I probably got like 150 from all over the place. Some of them from different countries.
Well, you've collected some of these, right?
Some of them are really cool. I got one of them that my buddy brought me back from Jamaica. It's like a little pot-headed stoner one that's pretty cool.
Come on.
I feel like you're just fighting
the fact that you are a collector of nutcrackers.
Or is it you just accept that everyone thinks you are, and therefore you've become one?
Do you like nuts?
Yeah, I mean, I like some nuts, but not huge fan of peanuts.
Have you ever used your nutcracker to actually open a nut?
One time I did that.
Okay.
And it was not as like thrilling as I thought it would be.
All you're going to do is crack a nut.
Now, do you bring all these out during the holiday season, or do you just keep them in boxes?
They're in a glass cupboard that I have sitting in my living room. They just kind of sit there.
You have a display case for your nutcrackers in your living room.
Yeah, I guess you could say.
Then you're a collector.
That's what collectors do.
If you put them in the basement, you're not a collector, you're just a guy getting it. If you are displaying it, you are now officially...
We had a guy had a bunch of Matchbox cars displayed in his basement.
But they were displayed.
Right,
I'm saying put away in a box.
Okay. Situation where I'm like, hey, you want to check out my nutcracker collection? You know, like, I don't boast or brag about it.
That's why you have to have them out.
You should. I would be impressed.
No, he has to have them out. Because if you said you want to check out my nutcracker collection, I would, no question, tell you, no, I don't.
But if you have
them out, I might ask a question about this weird nutcracker
collection. I got to tell you, you know the Nutcracker Museum is in Leavenworth, Washington. So you should go check that out.
Why
is it really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah,
if someone bought
you... What do you say, yeah, like we shouldn't?
Have you been?
My mom's been. I have not been.
Okay.
I was over at a bar having a beer.
You passed on that? You said you can go and I'll stay here?
And it was kind of made famous, I want to say, when Conan was leaving NBC.
Yes.
I think he flew out the lady that's like the curator of the Nutcracker Museum.
Now, if someone got you two tickets to go see the Nutcracker, would you go, or have you seen the Nutcracker already?
I've never seen the Nutcracker, but, you know, I guess I would take my old lady and go and see it. Probably because she'd want to go.
Nah, man, don't do it.
Like, you know, I'm trying to pass it off as like, oh, yeah, no. one of those things that's like, oh, my lady wanted to go, but not me, you know.
So she likes you to even know that she knows you're a nutcracker collector. You've overcome that.
Yeah, but she even understands that, you know, it's just something that happens. You know, you get them, and then you don't want to just throw them away.
I got to tell you, it is not something that just happens. It specifically happens to you, or all of us would have a huge collection of nutcrackers.
No, but he made the point. He made the point, like, look, somebody bought him a nutcracker, and maybe it's a reasonably cool nutcracker. And then that same person buys him a second one. And now anyone else who can't think of what to buy this guy says, you know, one thing I know he likes, nutcrackers. Look, and I say this honestly. I know someone, it's two people, somehow everyone thinks they like lighthouses, and they don't necessarily. They don't have anything against lighthouses. They just don't love lighthouses. But every anniversary they have, every Christmas they have, people buy them lighthouse-related paraphernalia. And they're not happy.
That is weird.
But it's been so many years, they can't just tell everyone, hey, we hate this ass.
Still to come, bad jokes on the way before we drink it. Tells with a shout of the day, the return of Ted versus the FCC, and more of your calls on our question, what do you have too little or too much of?
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.